And what we are doing now with it is called Wikidata. And the idea there was really starting from Wikipedia, we have all this information. It was conceived as an encyclopedia, primarily a textual resource. But over the years, it aggregated a lot of data, which is really factual in a quite narrow sense even. So numerical data, coordinates, time, dates, even strings, which are factual and not really part of a longer text, for example. And it turned out that this data is not really very well managed in a text-based website in particular, if this website exists in about 300 different languages, which all are independently maintained by different people who may not even be able to talk to each other. And for example, if you look at a simple population number of a city, you find that it's different in all kinds of languages. And even in one language, you have many pages where it occurs and it may not be the same number. And from a data management point of view, we want to fix that problem, of course. So this was the underlying idea of coming up with Wikidata. And this project finally, after many years of advertising it internally and gathering money, could start last year in April and has been live since November. So there is a website, wikidata.org now. It is conceived as the official Wikipedia database, if you want. So it's a one single database where all the factual information that Wikipedia has is to be stored in the future across all languages. So we don't want to have different population numbers of Paris for different languages anymore. We just want to keep them in one place. Vocabulary can be translated, so something like population has a name in every language, and so it's possible for people, at least in principle, in every language to understand this number and to change it and to contribute. Still,
yeah. Does that use the central figure there in this entire
group? Oh, I'm standing here, yeah. No, I'm in the background, so this is a team. Actually, if there's one central figure, it's Danny Frontage, who is the technical director in Berlin, and these are the developers. And some administrators, technical staff, and so on. So about 10 people developing. Funded, this is by donations from Google, Yandex recently, and Paul Allen, Microsoft founder, and Moore, one of the big people behind IBM, Intel, I think, yeah. Anyway, so since this March, we have it enabled on all Wikipedia editions, which means basically every Wikipedia has access to that data. And the first thing which really shows in this respect are language links. So you know at the lower left of every Wikipedia article, you have a list of links to other languages of the same article. And this list used to be maintained in the past by having a long list within the article at the bottom, usually, of all these links that should be shown there, which means that every language had the same list of links with only one difference. So if you have 100 languages, then all of them have 99 links at their bottom. Some languages, about 60 languages of Wikipedia, had more content in terms of these links than in terms of anything else. So it was also a bit of a duplication and redundancy problem. And this was the first thing that really was done to centralize that, have the links only in one place. And coincidentally, this also gave us a repository of concepts. So basically, we started with this integration of language links, but it also means that we now have one single object for the city of Paris, for example, linked to all existing articles about Paris, which gives us a fairly good grounding to understand what this object is actually about, to avoid ambiguities, because there are many things being called Paris. There's ongoing development, so this is all work in progress, and we are rolling out new versions every other week, roughly. So software changes as well as we speak. Now, what's in this data? We have language links that I already mentioned was the starting point. These language links are all stored in one central place for every object. The objects we store are called items in general, so there's an item for Paris. And this item for Paris may have labels, descriptions, and aliases in any language that we support. So it has an independent existence. It doesn't depend on the label. It has an identifier, but it can have a label in every language. And this label doesn't have any parentheses, like Paris, parentheses, city, or something like you find in Wikipedia articles, but just the label that people would use. Description might be capital of France, something short that helps you to disambiguate things. Aliases in case there are many spellings. We support currently about 400 languages, so that's more than Wikipedia editions. We have British and American English, for example, as separate languages, so people can even store different labels for this. So there's a lot of language information, and then the main thing maybe are the statements, which have been introduced in a second phase of the project after the language links and the labels. And these statements are primarily based on properties. So we have properties as the first class citizen of our data model, similar to RDF in a way, which means you can create a property for population, for example, and this is done by the community. And you could assign to this property a value like this number, which isn't really possible in the current system because the data type number is not yet supported. We are working on that, but you could do it with other things. And so some basic statement could be Paris, or I think that might be Rome here, population 2.7 million. And this is basically just a simple triple-based model in a way. And you could assign such a thing to any object without giving it a type, for example. You don't have to know that it's a city to give it a population. Anything can have a population. And then we, after looking for a few days at Wikipedia articles, we decided that this is not enough really when we developed the architecture of the initial data model, and found that there's a need for having more specific sub-information, if you want, for such things. So we can't just say the population is this number, because there is no such number anyway. And it certainly has to be somehow time dependent. There's a date here as of 2010. Maybe we want to know how it was obtained in a certain method. And also, of course, we want to have sources for this statement. So in this sense, our data model is more complicated than RDF. We can encode it in RDF because this is such a flexible data model, but it's not plain triples without any context, but we really need this context information. And we have one level of context, so you can have any statement you can make can have these so-called qualifiers, which are again property value pairs, but not referring to the subject of the statement itself, so not to the city, but to this actual assignment here. So population has these extra values. And again, these are properties that exist on the top level, so people can create them, add them. There's no fixed terminology or fixed set of things that you could use here, because we just don't know in advance what's going to happen there. Okay, this is basically it. So all of our statements look more or less like this, with one of many data types that are currently supported. Not all are at the moment. Also, there is a plan and strong need to be able to rank statements. So at the moment, we don't have that yet. You can just enter them, which means that the community is very careful about doing that. Even population numbers. Of course, you could truthfully enter population numbers for every year where you have them, but then you would have a bit of a management problem because you have hundreds of population numbers maybe and can't decide which one is the most current or which one is the most reliable. Maybe different sources have different numbers. So this is currently not possible to single out certain statements for being more important or more accurate or more relevant at the current moment. And this will be possible with ranks. So we will have three ranks, and you can have the most important ones. If you just want to know Paris population, you will get these. And other valuable ones, which are maybe historic population numbers, and then some deprecated ones possibly where you don't have reliable sources yet, or you know that it was an error but it has been published in this source, so it's not completely wrong and you want to keep it. Okay, so this is roughly what we have. So this is being Wikipedia, this whole thing is going growing very quickly and going big very fast. So as of 17th July, we had about 800,000 to 900,000 human edits per month. We can distinguish them from automatically made edits because we have registered users for these. So this is just a small percentage of the overall edits, but this is really what real people do. About 13 million items overall. Comparison, there are about 5 million English Wikipedia articles. So you can see that we do have a lot more items overall than you find in English Wikipedia, which shows how incomplete the coverage also of the English Wikipedia even is. So many things, surprisingly many things, are not found in English Wikipedia, but in other languages. Cities, local things obviously, but also many other things, including people. Even figures from Greek mythology often lack in English, but are found in French, for example. So it's quite interesting to see that. 14 million statements, that was the state then, and it's probably more by now. 15 million edits in May, so that's about 500,000 edits. This is including all edits, not just the ones by humans, per day, which is making this by far now one of the most active Wikipedia projects. So this is more than Wikipedia in English has, and definitely much more than most other Wikipedias have. Okay, these are the growth. So this was a public announcement when we introduced it in March, so there's a big rise here in activity, and since then it has been quite high. So how big is the whole thing? This is again a few more statistics if you're interested. You can see here total items, this is a green one, so how many things are there. You can see it becoming flat at some point because we just have an item for every Wikipedia article in every language. This was more or less done automatically by imports. And labels, there are a lot more, and links, so labels is the blue line, links are the red line. You can see initially most of the labels we had for things were just created from the Wikipedia articles which we linked to, and then since we have all the articles, labels are growing and growing because people are continuing to translate things into their language, giving it local names, but the links stay more or less stable. Maybe one more thing here, this is a line of statements. The statements only started around February at all and have been growing quite quickly since. Okay. Now, there are a lot of application areas of that data. Needless to say, the data is free in really every sense of the word, so we have made an effort to even avoid the errors of Wikipedia in a sense, so there's absolutely no condition for using the data, more or less. It's public domain. Nothing has to be acknowledged, nothing has to be non-commercial or open domain or anything. You can just take it. Labels and descriptions as such are very interesting because we have these mappings between languages which could be used for research and especially if you want to analyze texts. We have a very large repository of named entities and specialist terminology in many languages that you are not going to find in dictionaries so easily. We have a lot of identifiers, so we think that also it's a valuable resource of identifiers because you can link to this and it's clear what this identifier denotes because you have this grounding in all the Wikipedia articles and the relationships to all other things. So you can use it to disambiguate people, for example. And also people are very active in linking it to external databases. So we have many of the properties, it was really a surprise for us to see that, are not about adding factual information about a person, but about, for example, linking it to external authority files. So we have VF records, GND identifiers, Music Brains IDs, any kind of database that has something to do with people has its own identifiers being linked into Wikidata. So people have been very active there, and this is also interesting because you can integrate across these sources with this data source. Obviously, the most interesting or most direct way of accessing the data would be to just access it and show it to people because they find it interesting, but I think here we are more interested in advanced analytics in some way, so we want to get more insights out of the data, hopefully also in the historical domain. Okay. So this is not the actual system, this is just some application somebody has built on top of it. On a weekend, I think it was very quick. So our system doesn't look at all that nice, I can show you, but it shows how you can actually do it.
Just a second, we need the picture.
Oh yeah, so wonderful. Sensational, thank you.
So yeah, I mean the actual system doesn't look as nice, so if you go to wikidata.org, this is probably what you see. It's even hard to find anything at the moment because our search isn't very accurate. So in fact, it gives me the composer first. It used to be the painter for quite a while. We are improving that. And the data that is actually entered and the way it looks on the page is similar to the screenshot I showed you earlier when explaining how a statement looks. So this is Bach description, alias is all in English here, place of birth, many other things. Not everything with a source, you can see many things that don't have sources at the moment. Overall, surprisingly, most of the statements we have sources, but they are not of very good quality. Often you have, the sources are just imported from another Wikipedia, which is of course not the idea. I mean, we want to be the database for Wikipedia, it shouldn't be cyclic. But here it's more reliable if you have it imported from VF, of course, you might be more inclined to believe that Bach was in there. Okay, so this is basically the raw data as you would see it when you go to the page. And but the other screenshot I showed you is really generated live from this data. I can also set another language. So for example, I want to have all this in Hebrew. I will hopefully get that as well. So yeah, so this is it in Hebrew. So we translate most of the data. Not all of it is translated. So here you see this is just an identifier with a warning that there is no translation at the moment, no label for this thing. Actually, this happens quite a lot here, but some things are translated. So now I don't know which ones are and which ones are not, because I don't speak it, unfortunately. So okay, so this is about the data, and now. I also tried this guy because I think we talked about Comenius, right? So I hope it's the right one. So this is just the type of things you get out here, but there's not so much about parents. So for Bach, we get also a tree of ancestors, and you can see who's related. It's not very nice visualization, but you can see what kind of how far the data goes and what kind of things you can get out. Okay. Now. Person data. Okay. So question, what is in here about persons? You have seen a few things already. The data itself is quite easy to access from the main page. There is a link to the list of all properties, and where do we have it? And this looks like this. So there is the communities organizing the properties fairly well. The model is similar to what we've seen before, in the sense that the community can change the properties, they define the properties themselves and can add new properties if they need them. We don't add any data at all. We only set up an empty web page, and the rest follows. So I can't give information on all the things that are in there, because it's just happening more quickly than anybody can keep track of it. So this is fairly well organized. Currently, there are about 550 properties. There's a well-developed community process for introducing new properties. So we use the same processes as in Wikipedia. There are discussions about new properties, whether they should be given or not. I loaded the ones about persons before. So this is what you find under persons. So it's something like the obvious things, birth and death and places for these things, place of burial, ancestral home, sex, maybe a bit simplified. There's just four values you can have for sex, intersex being like the catch-all for things which are not quite so easy to classify. Occupation, field of work, award received, coat of arms description, shooting handedness for hockey players. Can be very see, I mean, we have all these problems when many communities in many languages come together and try to integrate data.
This is one of the most important.
Yeah. I mean, this is really a system where you have from historical data to very current popular culture, obviously, everything has to be somehow in there. And so we have all these integration problems and community problems, plus the added difficulty that people may not be able to all speak English. So we have an international community who are not sharing any common background. So relationships are covered, but there's also, and maybe this is another thing, it's generic properties. These are the identifiers I talked about. So we have GND, integrate authority file information linked. Unique list of artist names, we have Carlos. Okay, Hurricane database is not applicable to people, but basically many things that are available, and so it's really for us a platform for data integration. We don't want this to be a platform where people create new data that isn't published anywhere. We want it to be a secondary or tertiary resource of information, and with the sources added to it. Okay, and this is really all developing, so these things are changing all the time. Okay, quick, how to get the data. There are various ways. Web API in various formats. RDF isn't really very well developed at the moment. We are working on this. People have asked for full dumps of RDF2. We don't have that yet. We are working on that too. And currently there are full dumps of the database that you can get in the native internal format, but not too hard to get to the data. Publish every other week, I think, and there are daily changes to keep track of what happened in between the 2 weeks. We are working on more formats, really, to improve that further. Okay. Conclusions. It's growing rapidly. We don't really know where it's going because it's developing very fast, and we have no prior experience in creating an international encyclopedic database that everyone can edit. The vocabulary is growing quick too, but it's very controlled. The community is very considerate, which we like. They are discussing this really well. So 500 properties is not too much if you consider how large the width of the whole domain here is. The kind of features we are rolling out are growing quickly as well, and also the processes that the community comes up with to decide what's going in and what's not, and how to check quality and how to check for errors, are really developing quickly. So this will definitely be some important data resource, I think, in the future. In a year from now, it will definitely be much more stable than it currently is, but I think already now it's very interesting. Thanks.